Thank you and good afternoon. An arson investigation has been opened after deputies found a fishing boat in a truck that had been set on fire earlier this morning. The Humboldt Bay Fire Department responded to a fire located in front of a residence in the 300 block of Pichetti Drive in Eureka and discovered an 18-foot fishing boat and a Toyota Tundra that were set on fire. After deeming the fire suspicious, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office was contacted, and a deputy who collected evidence at the scene determined that the cause of fire was caused by rags placed in the gas tanks of the boat and the truck, which were both considered a complete loss. No arrests have been made at this time, and no suspects have been named in this incident. One southbound lane was temporarily closed after a rollover accident occurred on Highway 101 near Miranda early this morning. The details leading up to and surrounding the crash are unknown at this time, but the vehicle ended up on its roof in one of the southbound lanes on the highway. The California Highway Patrol responded to the scene, and the vehicle was moved to the northbound shoulder of the highway, and the southbound lane was reopened. The driver of the vehicle sustained minor injuries and was transported to Gerald Phelps Hospital for treatment. Friday afternoon, a sheriff's deputy met with a 27-year-old male victim who said he was the subject of an assault that occurred in the 31,000 block of Highway 36. Three unknown men with masks entered the victim's residence, and one of the attackers struck him in the head with the end of a rifle. The other suspect then fired a round from his firearm at a second victim, a 28-year-old man, but was not hit by the shot. After the suspects fled the property, the 27-year-old victim was taken to a local hospital for treatment of injuries as a result of the strike to the head, which included a fractured skull and bleeding from the brain. The victim is still being monitored in ICU at this time and remains in stable condition, and the three attackers remain at large. Saturday night, four people were taken to the Sutter Coast Hospital after a single vehicle collision on Highway 101. 23-year-old Shane White was driving his vehicle on the highway with his wife, a 12-year-old child, and an infant when he lost control of his vehicle. White failed to negotiate a curve in the roadway, and the vehicle traveled off the road and crashed near a creek. White was originally driving to the Sutter Coast Hospital because his 3-month-old son started to have breathing problems while the family was at the Endert swimming pool. All four vehicle occupants were taken to the hospital for treatment of minor injuries. After holding the first meeting earlier this afternoon, the Board of Supervisors will hold another public meeting regarding the county's budget at 6 o'clock this evening. County residents will get an opportunity to add their input into the county's $316 million budget, and then the supervisors are expected to approve the final budget at their June 23rd meeting. This year's budget will be about $13 million larger than last year, and that's mainly due to the projected collection of $8.3 million in sales tax revenue from Measure Z. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Arcata police arrested a burglary suspect. Dan Squire has more.
Arcata police arrested 43-year-old Eureka resident Russell James Holt on Friday evening after they responded to a call of a burglary in progress at a residence in the 1000 block of 9th Street in Arcata. The resident of the house had returned home to find Holt burglarizing the house, but Holt managed to escape through a second-story window. Police then report that Holt jumped a fence and entered the residence of an elderly couple next door and physically assaulted an elderly woman who tried to flee the house to call for help. Holt fled on foot with police in pursuit, and Holt was eventually run to ground in a culvert near Jolly Giant Creek. He was tasered and taken into custody. Holt was booked on several charges, including assault and burglary.
Thank you, Dan. The Coast Guard rescued two teenage girls who were stuck on a rocky outcropping near Indian Beach between Moonstone Beach and Trinidad on Sunday. The girls were climbing rocks in a steep area just above the beach when one of them fell and broke her arm. The girls were then stuck and were unable to extricate themselves due to the broken arm and the terrain. When CAL FIRE arrived on scene, they realized they would be unable to reach the girls from their location above the beach. A Coast Guard helicopter conducting air training missions then flew to the location and searched the shoreline before locating the girls. A rescue swimmer was then lowered and he assisted the girls back to safety. Both girls were then taken to the hospital for treatment of the broken arm and hypothermia. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.